This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Amanda Bowman, CEO of the Atlantic Bridge, an organization founded by Dr. Liam Fox, who's a member of the British Parliament and may very well serve as Secretary of Defense if the Conservatives are able to gain the majority in the House of Commons. The Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, has called for a special election on May 6th, and so the results of that election could cause a shift in the majority in control of Parliament for the first time in well over a decade. And Amanda, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much, Greg, for inviting me, and I would change that to say we very much hope that it's going to signal a change and also a strengthening of the special relationship between the United States and the United Kingdom, because Liam Fox and the new Conservative leader, David Cameron, are strong transatlanticists, and we see that this is a relationship that, if it's not on on life support, certainly needs some support, and we intend to make sure that happens.
What's your biggest criticism of the current administration as it relates to national security and the relationship with the U.S. in particular?
Well, basically, the relationship with the U.S. has been faltering for some time. I think it's because there was the strong personal relationship between Tony Blair and President Bush, and if Obama, you know, President Obama definitely didn't want to have an association with anything that was close to President Bush. So that relationship has eroded a lot, and I don't think that he personally, President Obama, has any strong affinity for the British people or sense of a special relationship that goes back for a long time. I don't think that's on his radar screen, and I think that you know, that has affected our relationship overall with the United States, although Americans remain deeply committed to the relationship. We had a poll in last month, and actually, amazingly, 57% of Americans thought it's the most important bilateral relationship that the United States enjoys. And we feel the same way. So and it's a strong relationship, not just because of shared values, but also there's a strong business basis for it. 1.3 million Americans work in the UK, amazingly, and it's almost the same number of Brits working in the US. So, you know, it's a very strong and important relationship.
Amanda, in terms of all the issues that voters will be considering heading into this election, where do the issues that we just talked about fit in the priority? Are these the issues that folks care about most, or are there domestic issues that could very well drive the outcome here?
Well, domestic issues, as you know, in a general election, of which this is, you know, are always paramount. And I would say that the British are as worried about their economy as we are about ours. And I think that there will be a shift in there's been a tremendous amount of public spending under the Labour government, and I think there's a realization that that party's over, and we've got to focus on getting our house in fiscal order, much as we're thinking about in the United States as well. But the security relationship with the U.S. is a paramount concern as well. So, you know, that plays into the mix, as it were. But I'd like to say it was the most important thing. But at election time, the most important thing always tends to be the economic issues. And without getting too deeply into this, David Cameron represents a very big sea change, much as Obama represented change to the United States in our last election.
Amanda, in terms of the relationship with Obama, you mentioned that that Blair and Bush had a very good relationship, and for the most part, Blair and Clinton before Bush had a very strong relationship. What about Cameron and Obama? Obviously, one's a conservative, one's more of a liberal. Where do you think they might be able to find common ground, and where do you think they're going to butt heads?
Well, I won't predict where they're going to butt heads. Cameron represents something different from Obama, but they have stylistic issues in common. And I think sometimes, you know, if you look at some of the strong relationships that have existed in the past, you know, Roosevelt and Churchill were two very different individuals who had very different ideas on a domestic front, but they forged a personal relationship. I have a feeling that that might happen with Obama. There's a very strong relationship already between Secretary Gates and Liam Fox, which is very encouraging. And so I'm optimistic. I guess I'm always optimistic, but I think that although they will have different points of view, you know, that they do share a certain amount in common. And most of all, I think it's that they have a stylistic similarity in terms of approach. They're both young. They have young families, and there'll be an empathy that didn't exist between Brown and Obama.
In terms of others who are dissatisfied with the current majority, do you suspect that most will be coalescing around the conservative side, or do you have some other parties on the right that could make this closer than you'd like to see it?
Well, actually, the parties, and there is an independent United Kingdom Independent Party, and they, you know, there's a Liberal Party which could erode the majority, but I think when you come to the general election, people get serious, and they're not so much interested in sending messages as they might be in a smaller by-election. So I'm hopeful that the conservative message will come strong and true through the election. And of course, we are having for the very first time debates. There are going to be three debates. It's amazing that it's taken us this long length of time to catch up with the U.S. when the first debate was between Nixon and Kennedy, but it's not been a tradition in British politics. But this year we've got three debates scheduled, and I think they're going to make a tremendous impact.
Well, it'll be a huge story here regardless of the outcome. Amanda, thank you very much for being with us and explaining the key issues that could be affecting both of our countries very soon.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity, Greg.
Amanda Bowman is CEO of the Atlantic Bridge, an organization founded by Dr. Liam Fox, a conservative member of parliament who may very well be the next Secretary of Defense for the United Kingdom. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.